Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining me today from elsewhere in the Los Angeles area is Jay Rosen. Jay is Vice President of Business Development and Monitoring Specialist at Affiliated Monitors. Jay, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Great being with you, Adam.
So we're going to have a conversation today based on a session that Jay has scheduled for the 2019 Compliance Institute. It's called Secrets from In-House Ethics and Compliance Buyers, How to Keep the Gate in Your Sanity. A lot of people, you know, need compliance vendors as part of their job. They're integral to it. But the process of hiring, managing can often be a difficult one. So what we're hoping to do in this conversation is discuss how to make it much more manageable. So, Jay, let's start at the beginning of the buying process. When a compliance officer is looking for a solution, what should he or she be doing even before contacting potential vendors to make sure things go right?
Yeah, Adam, I think that's a great question to start with. One of the things I would recommend with doing is that you have other touch points within other organizations. So I would talk to some of my fellow ethics and compliance practitioners who are out there, find out who they're using, find out what the new features are, and get yourself a lay of the land before you start getting hit by PDF slicks and, you know, people extolling the virtues of their product without really having the opportunity to listen to what your specific needs are.
Now, you mentioned that they're going to be extolling their virtues. They do that by email and everything else. But, you know, eventually you get to the point where it's serious and you're interviewing a vendor. What should you be looking for beyond the sort of basics of can the solution do X, Y, or Z?
I think the most important relationship that you can have with your vendor is to have that person that you're dealing with, whether it's somebody who's onboarding you or somebody who's trying to sell the solution, and you really want them to see, you really want to see how do they perform during the whole process. Are they going to get back to you when they say they're going to do it? Are they going to deliver the information that you need? Is that, situation where you're going to go in and do that online sampling, will that all work? So I think the way a salesperson and the way an organization presents itself to you is indicative of the quality of service that you're going to get.
And you make a really good point there is that as you're engaging back and forth with them, you know, that's the time when you're most valued. You know, it's always the case that during the sales process, that's when you get the most attention. And if you're not getting the right attention, then you're not likely to get it after you've already signed on the dotted line. Now, when it comes to getting to the stage where you've actually signed up, now you got to do the implementation. And implementations of solutions is always a difficult time. That's when the vision tends to run smack into the reality of day-to-day life and business. And that's not necessarily an indictment of vendors. I mean, I remember when I was working in the compliance training industry, which I did for 7.5 years, you know, one of the more frequent issues was you go to do the first mandatory compliance training or just announce it, and companies would realize, wait a minute, we don't even have one email system for reaching all of our employees. What should you do as a compliance officer to prepare adequately for the program implementation to make sure, you know, sort of you're living up to your end of the contract?
Yeah, I think that is also something really important to look at, Adam. And I think some people who are anxious to get the benefits of that new system install kind of go from 0 to 60 and don't really take the time to give the vendor that proper baseline assessment of where they're at. So I think your points are great that there may be different systems where different employees speak to each other. There may be some type of social media in-house organ that employees use to communicate. So I think you need to really open up the back office to your vendor and say, these are the solutions that we're using. This is where we want to try to fill the gap and integrate. how can we do this? And the other thing to really do is to try not to get frustrated. That the adage that Rome isn't built in a day probably is very true, especially when we're looking at integrating software systems and different solutions. So be prepared for a journey. And as long as the other company is meeting you halfway and trying to give you the solution you look for, I think you'll be in good shape.
Now, after the program is placed, you've gotten over those initial hurdles, it's up, it's running. How do you best make sure that things continue to run smoothly on an ongoing basis?
Well, I think, when we talk to our compliance practitioners, they're usually armies of one, two, or three. So it's not like you have a whole cadre of folks who can help you out. I think depending on what the solution is, whether it's just information that you're getting or it's actually some type of database where you're entering in when people took training and when they got their updates, I think with all that, you really need to make a good friend within your IT department. You also need to make friends within your marketing department so you can really continue to get that buy-in across the organization. And while this tool is going to be helpful to you, I think you need to understand that it's still not going to be a panacea, and there's going to be bugs, there's going to be hiccups, there's going to be false steps. But if you prepare for them and you bring in other stakeholders within the organization, I think you're building a really good base to move forward.
Sorry. Now, you've moved forward, and let's say after a time, and hopefully it's not right away, it's after things have been up and running, you've gone down the road a bit, let's say things just aren't working. What are some of the red flags that it's time to let a current vendor go and look to another vendor, or sit down and say, look, it's either fix this or we're done?
Yeah. So this is really, where the rubber meets the road. And I've always said that, I've been in a position where I've been an in-house buyer of services. And then over my last two jobs, I was selling translations, and now I'm helping companies with compliance and ethics consulting. And I think it's very easy to be a good sales rep or to be a good company when nothing's going wrong. But when something goes bad, I think that's where an organization really, makes its name. That number one, you have to, first of all, acknowledge that a problem exists. It's not about pointing fingers. It's not about whether it's in-house IT or outside vendor, but it's acknowledging that a solution needs to be brought to the table and doing it. After that, I would say, what are the extents that vendor goes to try to keep my business and try to make it go forward? So are they willing to give me a discount? Are they willing to extend? Again, if I was the vendor and I had a problem, I would be the one to initially fall on that sword and say, look, how can we go back? How can we give you what you're looking for? And then there's been oftentimes where I've had to part ways with a client because they could just get a better price or they got some technology that integrated better with their program. So it's really, I'm going to go back to that point from the earlier question, that it's how the vendor treats you. And then furthermore, when you start to see the red flags, how does the vendor try to take care of those red flags and be able to, save a relationship and allow it to move forward?
So now let's look at the other side of things. The contract's in place. Everything's working the way you want it to. But nonetheless, your program evolves over time. How do you start preparing yourself and your relationship with a vendor so that it can continue to function well as your compliance program evolves?
I think one of the benefits that we have in an organization at SCCE, when we get together with people either annually or you get together at a regional conference, is it's always an opportunity, I find, to take care of doing market due diligence and seeing what's out there. So while, everybody's rushing to grab a sandwich or get a nosh, I try to go booth by booth and try to meet people and try to pretend that, okay, this is my first time at this conference. How do I separate solution A from solution B? So I think that as a whole, we've always felt as an organization that a lot of the solutions today and to tomorrow's problems come from the vendor community out there, because they are always looking to improve the experience and improve the ethics and compliance ecosystem. So if you're out there and you're consistently looking, then you can speak intelligently. And I think the corollary here is that it's not always about price. Sometimes it is better to take a vendor who's more technologically sophisticated, and you might pay a little bit more. So it's really, what are the features that you need to move forward? And if you're in a 2 or 3 year relationship and the market's changing, hopefully your current vendor will be able to add on the additional services, or if not, maybe they can split off that part of the solution, allow the other vendor to come in, but they could still do the core service that they're doing, whether it's providing a hotline or doing something that can be really centralized in a standalone silo, but allow you to add on additional products as well.
And you make a really good point there about, you know, when you come to the annual conference, the exhibit hall is there for a lot more than just free tchotchkes to bring home. I mean, it's a good opportunity to see what else is out there in terms of solution providers similar to what you've been working with in the past, and others, competitors are there that may have a better approach, as well as looking at what is evolving. And I also have to say, what I do tend to notice also over time as I walk those halls is seeing sort of the ebb and flow of which sort of solution sets suddenly there's a lot more vendors in, and others that there's a lot less, which I think reflects the changing maturity of the compliance profession. So Jay, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today and for speaking at the annual meeting. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying, I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.